Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power turned on. Tell me right now, I'll be gone. I'll play my fight.
And it's cloudy, and it's very hot outside here in New York City. But we're going to have fun anyway, because we're going to be talking with actress, singer, comedian, writer, artist, Marilyn Michaels. And I'm just now going to call her and put her on here, talking about her new
Hello.
Book. Hi. Well, you're on the air.
Okay, that's great. Hey, sweetie, how are you?
Okay, just fine. I was just looking up to see how old you were, because
somebody's doing... This is what we're going to talk about, how old I am?
No, I just want... Because somebody's doing things on... Certain artists, and I suddenly thought, oh yeah, that's right. You also do art. But anyway, so let's go
if
to this. What is the? So you got this new book out. Now you're writing too, huh?
Oh, I am definitely writing. Yes. Well, you saw the press kit, right?
Yes, I did.
And you
haven't read
the book yet.
I didn't get to, of course, didn't read the book, but. That's what you're going to tell us about it.
it's great, great fun. It's absolutely great fun. And it has nothing to do with cooking at all. It's a tremendous amount of gossip. It's about my life in show business and growing up in Manhattan and being the child of theater people, you know, and everything but cooking. It's about relationships. It's about Joan Crawford. It's about Betty Davis and Barbara Streisand and Donald Trump and Burt Reynolds. And should I go on? It's a celebrity-driven
whole list
book.
Yeah,
because that's what my life has been, so that we deal with that stuff. You got to ask me some questions.
But how did you decide on the title, then, How Not to Cook?
How Not to Cook is because I don't like to stand in the kitchen. It's not what I want to do. And it's not what I do well. So I don't mind people doing it for me. I spend my life ordering up. You know, the kitchen is the order-up room. But that's what I do. I order up almost every meal, almost every meal, including Jell-O and mashed potatoes. Yeah. So I spent a fortune on that. But the point is... they say, how am I going to lose some weight? The easiest way for me to lose weight is to start cooking for myself. Immediately, I lose my appetite when I have to cook anything, even a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I hate it so much. I mean, it's not what I do, you know? There are people there are women who love to be in the kitchen, and they enjoy doing it. I mean, my mother was a great performer, and she was a cantoress, Fredel Oyscher. That's the name. But I come from the Oyscher family. My uncle was a great cantor, Marcia Oyscher. But my mother also took pleasure in making a thing called Mandelbrot. Mandelbrot is this cookie. It's a very, it's like a biscotti, you know, and
yes.
It's very, very hard. And I said, Ma, the only thing we're going to get from this is I'm going to break my porcelain veneers on it, you know. It's very difficult. You have to dunk it. If you don't dunk it, then
yes.
You're ruined. You ruins your life. You are $35,000 to the dentist if you don't dunk it. So she said, no, this makes her relax. But going in the kitchen does not relax me. Going in the bathtub, that relaxes me.
Oh, okay.
Listening to Frank Sinatra relaxes me. Getting a massage relaxes me. So this is, but in order to live my lifestyle, which, by the way, Merle, is very expensive, ordering food up, especially in Manhattan. It costs a fortune to eat out. You know, even the cheapest place is going to cost. So how do I do this? Well, you have to read How Not to Cook for the Rest of Your Life on Amazon.com to find out how that happens, because I give tips. The whole second part of the book is tips on how to save money on certain things so that you can afford to order meals up and eat out, which is all I care about in life. I don't care about high heels or spike heels. I don't care about driving around in an expensive car. I don't even care about vacations. It's not who I am. I don't get, you know, manicures or pedicures. I write about all this stuff. I save money on certain things so I can eat out, so they can cook for me, and I don't have to stand on my feet, and I don't have to do something I don't like doing. So now that I've been hogging the microphone.
No, it's okay. I'm the type of person, like, unless I just really don't want to cook, I'm over the stove all the time. And after I'm done, it's, how did I get so many pans and pots and plates dirty? Why do I do this?
Yeah, because then after that, it's cleaning everything up. Oh, please. It's a nightmare. But when you read the book,
yes.
Merle, you read the book, you will be hysterical.
Yes.
And I want you to read the book because I want you to put a review up on Amazon for me. I want it from you. From Merle Exit,
okay.
that would be so great. So read the Kindle version because you're going to have a ball. And I sent you the press kit, didn't I? And when you look at it, there's a sampling of reviews. The reviews are the most amazing reviews. They're astounding because people need to laugh. They need to have a good time.
You're not kidding.
In this political climate, they're desperate for having a good time. And I write about so many things. I don't know if there's a subject that I don't talk about. You know, I mean, challenge me with something. Everything is in there because I have a lot of opinions, you know.
I bet. Yeah. Tell me, so you seem to be you dedicated a lot to is it pronounced Jewel Stein or Julie?
You know, people pronounce it different ways. Julie Stein, we would always say Julie Stein,
okay.
And for our listeners and readers and so forth, Julie Stein was a great theater composer who wrote the score to Gypsy and Funny Girl. And I did the national company of Funny Girl while Barbara Streisand was playing it here in New York. I headed up the magnificent national company. So I worked with Julie quite a lot. And it was a great thrill of my life because when we did the role, well, first of all, he chose me to play the part of Fanny Brace. He chose me for it. And I don't have this in the book, and I remember back, I auditioned, and he actually ran up to the stage and said, oh, you must do this show. I mean, actresses dream of things like happening like that, you know. Usually it's, oh, we'll don't call us, we'll call you, you know, that sort of thing. So he was very excited about my doing the show. But then when I actually did the show, he played for me that first musical run through for the entire company. Julie was the one who accompanied me on the piano. I'm going to get misty now and cry when I think back on the thrill of that moment. And then as I did the show, I would change, you know, I'd get a little bored, I would change tempos, and he'd get very angry, and he was a short guy, so he was like Rumpelstiltskin. He'd get all excited and jump up and down, make me go back and do it the way he wanted it to be done. So this is a lot of what the book is about, how not to cook for the rest of your life, on Amazon. If they want it signed, they can get it through my website, MarilynMichael.com. A lot of people must have that signature, you know. So I have my munchkins, put them into envelopes and mail them out, you know. But I really prefer right. people to get the book from Amazon because it's good, and they like a lot of activity up there. The algorithms, I don't know who they are. They sound like a musical group. So the algorithms, like, they like a lot of activity on Amazon. But I absolutely guarantee everybody the most fun read that they have ever had. Now, that's saying a lot, but it is.
With the people you've worked with, who was, like, the most, like, some of the most fun people to work with because, like, let's say, they were funny?
Well,
other than Jerry
Sammy
Lewis.
Davis Jr. was my mentor. And
oh, really?
Yeah, he was really my mentor. I did a lot with him. And it was a great thrill to work with him. It was like thrilling. I would cite Sammy Davis, Debbie Reynolds. Debbie, I write a lot about Debbie and Carrie in the book. Debbie was generous to me. God rest her sweet soul. I'm gonna cry. she was so wonderful.
No pish with the eggin.
Yeah, Pishman with the eggin. She was great to me. No attitude, nothing. We worked beautifully together on the Copycats. We did other shows together. She was wonderful. And Dean Martin, of course. Oh my God, Dean Martin. That was
did you do a
totally
show
amazing.
With him? Or?
I did the Dean Martin show, yes. And I did the Dean Martin roast, one of the roasts, and he was great for me. Thrills. And Jerry Lewis. And I was honored to do the last Jerry Lewis birthday party at the New York Friars. Everybody was there, De Niro, and everyone was there. And I want to tell you that I wrote this book, Merle, with my son, Mark, who is a comedy writer and a performer. And his name is Mark Wilkin. Actually, he can be seen on YouTube doing impressions. I wonder how that happened. Doing unbelievable impressions and playing Gershwin. He's super talented. And he's my co-author. Mark is my co-author. So we've been doing a lot of shows together. And as a matter of fact, he should do one of these. You should interview him separate of me.
Oh,
and
sure.
Yeah, he's absolutely delightful, and that would be great fun because he does, you know, Woody Allen on camera. They're just terrific, but he will tell you what it's. He'll give you the skinny on what it's like to work with his mother. You know.
Yeah, that would be a good show to do too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll send me his contact.
I will. Well, are we still online here? Are we still recording?
Okay,
well, you're going to edit it, right?
Mm-hmm. No, we're live. I can edit it if I want.
Oh, we're live. Oh, my God. Okay, yes. Because I will give you numbers to reach.
No,
well, you have my
number. Yeah, that's what this that's, yeah.
Yes,
I'm
we,
not going to
give
out my your number.
But I do want to remind everybody that they can get the book through MarilynMichael.com. Click on CD shop and it will pop up, and they can order it that way. But again, go to Amazon. That's the best way. And I guarantee you, the most wonderful. Especially everyone say, "Oh my God, this is the greatest summer read." You know, So when you when you look on Facebook and you look on my page on Facebook and you see all these people, they're lounging by the pool, the book is on their stomachs, the book is on their faces, and it's just great fun to see that, you know.
When I get the book, by the way, because I'm going to ask you to send the book, but because I have to take pictures of the book of having
absolutely.
My brother's chickens reading
I will put away.
It.
I will put away the book for you. But what I do want you to do is read it and get it on the Kindle edition.
Of course.
The reason for that is. The only way you can get, and I want a Merle Exit review, the only way I can get that is if you get it directly, you know what I'm saying, from them, because you have to be a verified purchaser, and I want that from you.
Oh, okay. That's not a problem at all. I'm looking forward to getting something to laugh about.
Oh, you're going to, honey, this was written for you. Even though you do go into the kitchen, you're going to have an absolute ball. So what else can I tell you and your listeners?
Are you doing any book signings anywhere?
Oh, now this is the thing. So we're trying to decide where this is going to happen. We don't know yet whether it'll be the New York Friars or Sardi's or I'm not sure yet. But when I do, I want you to come, okay? And we'll do this
definitely.
Again. And you'll come and you'll come and we'll have some fun. We'll have some drinks and show some support. That would be great fun.
Okay.
So I don't
know
yet. I haven't decided just yet.
I was looking. I had some looking through old photos, and I don't know. I guess I didn't. I was taking other pictures before you arrived or whatever. Because I don't know if you remember this when you were over here in Woodhaven. At the at the park, Forest Park. You were at Forest Park.
I don't. Queen's Theater on the Park, and the Queensboro.
The event had Giuliani was there.
Oh my God!
It was his 50th birthday of the park or something like that.
Wow.
And Giuliani was there, and the guy who runs the parks was there. Giuliani's wife was there, and I remember. Well, I live across the street, so what I always remembered because I don't know how it came up that you got to be there.
I don't know. I guess they liked me, Mr. President.
Yeah.
They really liked me. I don't remember the moment, you know, but I can't remember all the things I've done. You know, that's impossible.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I know
you were
with me at some of the shows that I've done in the past.
Yeah.
And I've done, and actually we'll have something coming up again out there. I don't know. I used to do Queen's Theater in the Park, and I believe we're going to do something at Queensboro Community College. So.
Really.
Yeah.
You know Susan Egan.
Oh. Susan, yes, and I hope you mentioned this because I think we're going to be doing something together. My darling girl, I want to do more, but we're going to have to stop now and then do more later on because I'm happy to say I have other interviews coming through. So call me back, okay? I love you. I want all your information.
I'll call you back because I have something I want to talk to you about anyway.
Yeah, call me right back.
I'll call you back. Okay. Have a great day. Okay, so, we have to, get the book, and of course I'll review it, and I need some good laughs, really. So, all right, I'm going to end the show early, so for everybody who's listening to this afterwards, have an absolute wonderful day, afternoon, or whatever. I'm about to now. I'm going to order in some sushi. That's for lunch. I just don't feel like cooking. Not because of chickens are asleep. I'm sure.